Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's John Grace with Sacrifice of Praise. 9 minutes after 12 o'clock is the time on Radio Pulpit. My name is Lukho Mkwediputi and I am standing in for Sibongile Mofokeng. Thank you so much for helping me warm your seat up. And as we begin this afternoon, I don't know if I should say it's on a Saturday note, and I say this not to make my guest this afternoon sad, but because in South Africa every single day we see missing people. Could be children, could be adults, but it's really a sad one because it has become a norm. It's an abnormality that has become a norm. And so this afternoon I'm not alone. I am with Umama Uzama Ngwenya, who is a mom in South Africa who's also had her little one missing for a number of years now. But we're going to get the story fully from Umam Zama. Umam Zama, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Buko, and good afternoon to the Radio Pulpit. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming through, Mom, and thank you for your bravery to share your story. It cannot be easy to be speaking about your reality, you know, a sad one it is. But today we're talking about Amahle Ngwenya, who went missing a number of years ago. But I think let's get the full story from Umama, because today we are talking about uphi umntwana. And I think as a parent myself, Ma, it would be sad to not know where umntwana is. But we want to really hear your story, Gutsi. What happened to Amahle? Where is Amahle?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lukho, again. Amahle is my daughter who went missing in 2010 at Newcastle. I had actually gone to give birth to my now 15-year-old Shizo. And during that time, I was going through quite a number of challenges in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was time for me to be delivered, and actually to be discharged from the hospital, and because I was not feeling well, I was overwhelmed by all the challenges that I had.
Yeah.
I asked the doctor, and the doctor said she's discharging me because she was sick. I asked her that I'm asking for psychosocial support. Little did I know that it would be a psychosocial support that went wrong.
Sure.
Because the reason today we are talking about my Amahle who went missing is because of a social worker that was like assisting me at the hospital, whereas that other ulterior motives hence today I don't have my dog.
Sure. And I mean, if you're thinking social worker, Ma, you definitely had a sense of calmness to know at least my child would be in safe hands.
Actually, even myself, I would be in safe hands because I would have contacted a person whom I know, understand antenatal depression.
Yeah.
And quite a number of factors that can make a mom who has just given birth to feel otherwise. And I wanted her as my source of comfort, my source of motivation. But the lady decided to do it the other way around.
Sure. So what exactly then happened? Did she then fetch the child, or did she place the child in the wrong hands?
She placed us because I had said to her when she came to approach me on Monday, because I had given birth on a Friday, and the doctor wanted to discharge me on a Sunday, and I told her I'm asking for psychosocial. Then on Monday she came to the ward asking me what's the story. I told her what I was going through because I had businesses, and things were not going very well because I had actually relocated from Johannesburg to start a new life in Newcastle. So I was new in Newcastle. I had made just few friends. Even the very same friend is the very one who went into cahoots with the social worker.
Sure.
So now, after she placed us, because she asked me what was my problem, I said, I'm not feeling well emotionally, so I don't want to go to my space, which was an apartment that I was renting in Newcastle. I said I want a neutral space where I can go stay with my kids until I find myself. Mm-hmm. You know, Luko, when you are going through a situation,
yeah,
it becomes a situation that shows you it's the end of the world.
Mm.
Whereas if you come down days later, maybe 3 or 4 days later, or even hours later, hence we are being told that once you are overwhelmed, breathe and count 10 times, you'll feel better. I was sort of doing something like that, thinking that maybe a days later I'll be feeling otherwise, then I'll go back to my apartment. Then we were placed at this place with this social, with by this social worker, and I think on Thursday, I will place on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, I said, you know what, I want to go to my space now. And the lady who owned that space denied me to take my kids with me and said she was waiting for approval by the social worker. And, you know, after this ordeal, I always ask myself to say, if this lady wanted an approval from the social worker to release me and my kids, why she didn't do it at that time? But because I was vulnerable, messed up, I just said to her, okay, it's fine. Let me go fetch my car and then I'll come fetch my kids.
Mm.
Then when it was time for me to go fetch my kids, the lady whom I have made family or friends with, I was not aware that it was a triangle of the social worker, her, and the lady who owned that place, that there was a delay when I asked that lady, can you please accompany me, go fetch my kids? Because even the lady of that place said, I will not give you the kids when you came here alone, because they said you wanted to commit suicide.
Oh.
Of which is something that I didn't want to argue with. Yes, I wanted to commit suicide. Hence, I said I was overwhelmed.
Yeah, and the surprising thing is that you asked for help yourself. It's not like somebody forced you into it.
Exactly. It's because I was aware that I was not okay.
Mm.
And for help to people that I trusted. I don't even want to say I ask for help from women.
Mm.
I mean, whether you are a male or a female, when you are a social worker, you are a social worker. When you are a nurse, you are that professional that you have chosen.
Mm.
So I would take a male or a female professional the same way.
Yeah.
It's not a... But being a woman, it becomes much more special because now you are dealing with a person who knows what is being a mother, what is being to be pregnant, and so on and so forth. So I was betrayed by the people that I trusted, and hence Amahle gone missing in those hands.
So tell me, Mam Sama, did they then give you back the little one, or did you have to go find the little one? And how long did it take for you to establish that your child was actually gone?
They didn't give me a little one. Instead, they broke the news to me that where Amahle was, the place was burnt into ashes, and Amahle's body was burnt into ashes, and you will not find her. Mind you, the person who made that statement is a person who was not even involved. Like, the place was burnt in the early hours of the 9th of February 2010.
Mm.
And the news were delivered to me at about what? I would say 4 or 5-ish in the afternoon. And at that time, the bodies of all the deceased, including the so-called Amahle, the pathologist had not yet even started the identification process.
Mm.
But that lady, who he was my so-called relative or friend, already knew that Amahle's body had been bent into ashes.
Sure.
And it could not be found. How do you know that without being the forensic person who was involved, who is involved in the process of body identification?
Sure, so it was planned.
It means, allegedly, that fire, the lady who delivered the news knew what happened, knew why that fire happened.
Mm.
And as the investigations are going on, it looks like she was part of the people who organized that fire after Amahle was snatched from that place. Mm. The lady who owned that place, whom I can say she was the caregiver, when I called her on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, asking to speak to Amahle, she said Amahle is not here, is too far playing. And when the pathologist asked for the pictures, when it was time for body identification, Amahle was not in the pictures, which
sure.
means the lady who said Amahle was far playing lied to me. She knew what Amahle went or where Amahle was, and unfortunately, she became the victim after whoever used her, she was one of the deceased.
And so after now there's been fire, Ma, and the pathology, pathology reports come back, do you then begin the search for Amahle, or who's walking this journey with you? Are you, or is it those cases where people say, no, she doesn't want to believe her child is gone?
It was not at the beginning. I believed Amahle had died.
Mm.
At the beginning, like between February, maybe until June.
Yes.
But now, as days went by, you are trying to comprehend, recalling things, the series of events, people's behaviors, and so on and so forth. I started to see that indeed my daughter was not in the fire one, and my daughter is missing. And also, you will not believe that just after a meeting that was held at Newcastle Forensic with all the stakeholders, including the social worker who invited herself to the meeting, after the meeting, when the pathologist said, Amahle was not in the fire. Amahle is missing.
Sure.
The lady just jumped and said, she's relocating. She's leaving Newcastle.
Sure.
She's going back to her hometown in Ekopo, KZN.
Mm.
And that woman left Newcastle. And after I could actually put together what has happened, and when I asked her friends, where is she? No one wanted to tell me what happened to the social worker. Up to now, where I have been able to locate her myself, because unfortunately, the police were not interested in my case.
Sure.
Actually, the case, when one of the police guys was an investigator head, to whom the case was allocated, this guy said, I want to see if this case will go anywhere, because they have allocated this case to the laziest known investigator in the station. So you can see that even the SAPS was involved here, reason being, even after I've asked the provincial commissioner then, who was Mamunye Ngubeni, having allocated the station commander of the Newcastle SAPS, that guy became interested for a very short period. After that, he started running away from me to date.
And now, 15 years later, Mama, how do you keep going? Is it one of those where you've been ongoing looking? Because I cannot imagine watching the other little one grow and you thinking, you know, Amahle should have been 10 now. Amahle should have been 15 now. And.
Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the first day that I imagined Amahle would be starting grade one, because when we parted, she was still at crèche, so I knew the crèche part. But the grade one, the matric, like all those milestones. And unfortunately, when I gave birth to Amahle, my other schoolmates also gave birth to their kids.
Sure.
You know, those kids growing up, Sisi, you don't know. You don't know, really. You know what kept me going is my faith in God was number one.
Yeah.
The second one is because I could now put together what has happened, I was like, good day, I'll find someone who listen to my story. And she has been born out of the resilience, the hope, and the pain of seeing how our SAPS is actually failing us, and me not giving up, knocking at each and every door alone. Unfortunately, I don't have a support and system in terms of the family, because I don't have a family. But God, I did that with God. Yes, I was alone physically, but I was with God spiritually, and He carried me. He made me strong, and you know, it's through His grace that, as we speak, at least I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have a heart problem. But it has taken a toll on my mental health a lot. But at least I'm still paying.
So now tell me, Mam Zama, sitting here right now, 10 years later, what are you hoping would happen? To find Amahle, a much older Amahle? Or are you saying, look, if something happened to my child, I at least want to receive my child myself and be at peace? And then again, here's a question. You know, is there a campaign? Is there an organization? Is there a certain mechanism you're using currently to try and reach Amahle?
On the organization part, and I'm not trying to tarnish anyone. I will not call any organization by name.
Yeah.
But shame, they were just the same as SAPS. They didn't help me, that organization that is known, that assists with missing kids. They never assisted me with anything. I did investigations myself, by myself. I was able to reach out to the current provincial commissioner of KZN by myself. They are working on the case. And the birth of Upi Umtwana Missing Children Movement is something that I have started, not with anything, but with one, the first episode of a podcast. Unfortunately, I don't have funds to continue with that. I told myself that each time I've gathered some funds to make a podcast, I'll do so, because I've also been contacted by other mothers who are going through the same pain, who have experienced the same experience by the subs. They don't care, like, they just do not care. So I'm starting this podcast to look forward growing it to be an organization where mothers will come out to pour their hearts, where we will try with the investigator guy, with our limited resources, to see how can we assist other mothers, give them hope, give them motivation, that regardless the pain and everything, but we remain hopeful on whether you find your child alive or deceased, but at least at the end of the day, you get closure. Because I think most of us, even if in my case, let's say Amahle won't be found alive, it's fine, but I would have had closure that this doctor I'm bearing her remains, and I know now that she's no longer. So that's what I've experienced, or I've heard from other parents that have contacted me, that, you know, even if my child is no more, but at least I know what happened, or where is my child. I've buried my child.
Sure. Now, for a mom right now, Maga Amahle, as you know, earlier on, you and I were having a chat. There's another Amahle, for instance, who's been missing for a number of years now. There's a lot of children who are unaccounted for up until this day. And you know, some would tell you, I don't know whether it's morning or it's day or it's night. I don't know how to continue. And sadly... And sadly, the children as well who are left behind might even be suffering, because you're now having to grieve a child you don't know whether it's still living or no more, and you are fighting, it consumes your entire... What would you say to a mom right now who's listening and they're like, I wish at least I could get closure and understand whatever happened to my child? How do you keep sane?
you know, it's not an easy one to say to any mom, because we don't handle things the same. We don't have the same understanding, the same resilience, and so on and so forth. But I can say to those moms, take from me, let me be your motivation. Some people are much fortunate than me. They've got brothers, they've got sisters, they've got the fathers of the kids who are supporting. I have journeyed alone. So the only source that has given me strength, that has given me hope, it's God, it's my faith, it's trusting in God. It's also seeing him giving me strength day to day, as you're saying that you don't know whether it's Monday, whether it's Tuesday. When you heard on the radio that they found a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old raped and so on and so forth, a body somewhere, you wonder if it was not my child, it is not my child, and so on and so forth. But take it from me. Let me be the motivation of the mothers who are going through this, that God will spare you, and regardless of the outcome, you will have to accept it. If it's painful, if the child has gone to be 20, 21, like in my case, you will have to ask God that he reverses the bond that you bond with your child, because you don't know what that child was told about you. And so on and so forth. So our strength remains in God, Sisi. If you are fortunate with your friends around you, with your family around you, then you are fortunate. But I had to soldier on my own. And I thank God that he has made it up to today, that I'm still alive. And I trust that 2026 will be a year that we will have an answer on what exactly happened with the team of the investigators that are assisting me currently.
Now, tell me, Mom, is there any form of support that you would need? How do we help you, in search? I know this is obviously one of the platforms, but what can we do as a society to make sure that you're assisted?
You know, I think for the mere fact that I'm here to date, I would like, number one, I think I really need a lot of mental help together with my son. We are not well.
Yeah.
We are not well.
It's all right.
We are not well. That's the first one. The second one, I would like to be assisted that podcast happens at least twice a month, because those ladies that have contacted me, they are crying, and I don't even know how to console these mothers.
Yeah.
We would like to have psychosocial, we would like to have legal people who would not mind to assist us pro bono, to see that podcast flourishing, to help other families, because it's not only about mothers. Other families who are going through the pain of having their missing members of their families. That is the assistance I would ask.
We're really going to pray with you as well, Mama, in this time and in this season, not only for a sense of peace, but that the Lord brings about an answer, like you were saying earlier on, so that parents have a form of closure or are reunited with their children. Thank you for being brave enough to have this conversation with me this afternoon. Thank you for shouting at the top of your voice where injustice has, shown itself. And we pray that ultimately, whatever happens or however it happens, the Lord brings justice for Amahle and for a lot of other missing persons right now. Thank you for sharing your story bravely. And God bless. Have a lovely afternoon, Mama.
Thank you very much, Luko, to you, and thank you very much to Radio Pulpit. Bye-bye, Sisi.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM. D
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.